Welcome to Baby Boomers Live, the show about all things human from a baby boomer's perspective. All things hot and all things not. News, reviews, interviews, chat, sex, and what's next. And here are your hosts, Reetha Gray from Betty White's Off Their Rockers, and Easy Dad, Jim Zulie.
Well, happy Groundhog's Day.
Happy Groundhog's Day. There we are, Reetha. How was your week?
My week was great. I had a day of work. So for an actor, any day that you work is a great day. I worked on Lifetime TV show called My Haunted House.
Oh, cool.
And that'll be airing sometime during the summer or a little after. Summer,
that
fall,
sounds like
sometime
fun.
In there. It was fun. Of course, it wasn't my haunted house. I was the nosy neighbor. I tend to be the nosy neighbor. But I had a great time. It was an all-night shoot.
And we had the Patriots and the Seahawks and the Patriots.
Right, I'm going to talk about that on my hot topic.
Okay, so I won't go into that too much. But we'll leave that alone. But, you know, it's all I can say towards that is my thoughts are for the coach of the team that was ahead. And all of a sudden they weren't ahead anymore. How they must feel.
Ripped from the headlines. Today's hot topic.
Well, we'll just start on in with our hot topics. Yeah, I have not watched football since Joe Namath came to the Rams because I became so disgusted that my L.A. team would hire someone who was a cripple to be a quarterback. So I just became so disgusted with football, I have not watched it since. So I decided 2015 I was going to go back to watching football because it's so popular. People talk about it. It's a subject, you know, to talk about at red carpets and parties and on the radio. And so I watched this game, right? And I'm sitting there and I'm saying, okay, yeah, football wasn't too bad. Yeah, I kind of like it. And then the last couple of minutes, they decide to throw a pass on second and one. The game-winning play, and they throw a pass. I have not watched football in maybe like 35, 40 years. I could have coached that better. I could not believe it.
Could have made a different outcome. Who knows?
This is why I stopped watching football. I mean, I don't know the rules that well. I didn't back then. But there's certain basics in football or sports in general. You don't hire a cripple for a quarterback, and you don't pass on third and one when you've got two timeouts. Like I said, I don't even know the rules that well. But I
that's
know
an armchair
that.
Quarterback for you, I think they call it.
Yeah, but that's why it's sad. Because if I could be a quarterback, if I could coach the team, they need to stop playing the sport. I mean, really.
Yeah, yeah.
I could not believe it. So I don't know. I may be done with football again. And I wouldn't for either team because I haven't been involved in so long that I can't even, you know, make an objective anything about it because I just don't know anything about it. They didn't have the Seahawks the last time I was paying attention to football. The Patriots, so I guess I was kind of rooting for the Patriots because at least I knew New England from back in the day. But really, honestly, I could not believe it. It's like, okay, did someone have a big bet and it was worth a miscoaching? I'm just saying.
Oh, boy, we don't want to go there, Reeve.
I do not understand, but yeah, we did Super Bowl.
That's true. All I know is when they're ahead like that, you know, I think it was the third quarter, the Seahawks were ahead. And there they are going into the fourth quarter, and bam, everything turns around. They lost their mojo or something and wound up losing by 4 points. That has to be hard for the team and the coach when they almost had the Super Bowl, which takes so long to get there in the bag.
They almost had it twice, but it was their own fault. They had it. They had the running back. All the, I even know positions. How do I even know that? I don't even know how I know that. You give it to him. You let him run it across the line. What is
I think he'll get you
doing?
on that line there. Give him some advice.
It's true. And now what's your hot topic, Jim?
Well, I just have a kind of, I don't know if you'd call it a hot topic. It's definitely not as hot as the Super Bowl. And, in fact, this is kind of going back in time, and I call it think about it. What ancient artifact, I'm going to give you a riddle for everybody, okay? See if you can catch this one. What ancient artifact is forever young, okay? What ancient famous artifact that we have seen many times, even though thousands of years old, okay? Now, what we have is it's something that bonds with the world today. It has a sought-after commodity in today's economy. Now, you should have it by now. Is held together by one of our common household items. Attempts to change a natural appearance by adding a false extension, even though only a. Did you get it yet, Reed? Even though only a teen was made to look older than he was. Okay, you don't have it? Okay, it's the mask of King Tutankhamun, or King Tut.
Uh-huh.
He became pharaoh at age 9, and he was pharaoh for 9 years. Why, when you look at his death mask, does he have a beard when he was only 9, 10, 11, 12, about 13 when he died? Well, he ran from 1332 to 1323. Remember, you're going backwards because it's B.C. All right, well, this is because they thought of... Now, here's an interesting little fact for you. This is because they thought of King Tut as the ancient god Osiris, who was the god of earth and vegetation. So, and that particular god had a beard. So they added the beard to his death mask. All right, why when I said it has something in common with a household item, okay, it's because when they discovered it, somebody broke off the beard, and they used epoxy to put the beard back on. So going along with the beard thing and everything, if King Tut was asked if he would have liked that, I don't know, he probably wouldn't have. So anyway, my point here is, and how do I relate this to anything with the baby boomers? Well, how would... any of this come into play? Well, think of it. Just the riddle I gave you makes you think. Okay, it's like sitting too long, you lose your health. If you don't think or start doing something after you retire, like little word games or puzzles or getting involved in learning instruments or something, it's the same with your mind. You just don't click as well. So,
well, you should have told the Seahawks to think yesterday, because they certainly didn't. That
yeah, well, next time I'm going to call you and get advice, you know.
Right.
I think we're going into a commercial.
Commerce and commerce collide with Hollywood at the 2015 Ascent Expo at the Los Angeles Convention Center on February 27th through March 1st. Get your company, product, idea, or cause exposed at this historic event. Featuring beauty, fashion, art, and music on an enormous center stage with 50 electrifying performances, tens of thousands of people in a star-studded red carpet. Experience an overwhelming flow of potential customers, clients, business partners, collaborators, and investors. Prime exhibitor space and sponsorships are selling fast. Visit AscentExpo.com. That's AscentExpo.com.
Well, Jim... we have a very special guest today, somebody
okay,
that I know is near and dear to your heart and very close to you.
Oh, yeah, yeah. My son had the one and only
Easy.
Eric Zuli.
I need a theme song. He's got a
theme
cool? song.
Life is hard. That's cool, isn't it? Catchy.
Life is hard.
I'll roll the easy way. Here he is, the one and only.
What's going on? What's going on, everybody? What's going on? Hello again.
Guys, let me tell you something. When you hear the term, the hardest working man in Hollywood, if you were with us, I mean, you see him at the events and so on and so forth, but if you, that's like, the, you know, you see the tip of the iceberg. Well, the shiny stuff, the flashy stuff, that's just a tiny little portion. The work that's done on the phone and the internet, he just, there's no social life, there's no movies. When you're out at the movies or you're going out having a dinner, he is on the computer. And I'll tell you, it's amazing. I don't know how he does it, but so hello, Eric. Welcome to the show.
Hello, hello, everybody. Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate it. I get all my baby boomer supporters to know about Easy Way now. But yeah, it's been a blessing, and I just want to say that, you know, I'm very blessed and I'm appreciative of you, Reetha, of you, Dad. The show's rocking. We're getting great numbers. A lot of people like the show every Monday. And Baby Boomers Live is we've got a lot of surprises, guys. We've got a lot of surprises. I recently, you know, I don't know if you guys have questions for me, if you want me to just go and promote, because there's so much stuff to talk about. But,
I was going to say, we'll just wind you up and let you go.
That's a good one.
You know, I recently did the cover of Avant Garde magazine with my partner in E2N, Shelley Hunt. And Reetha, you were there. My dad, you were there. You know, we did our big New Year's Eve. We did our announcement of the E2N Elevation Entertainment Network, which is a television channel, a television network that we're developing right now. And you know, we just did the first major promotion, which is an international and national magazine cover for a very high-profile fashion and philanthropy magazine called Avant Garde Magazine. So me and Shelley are dressed up kind of medieval and Renaissance, and it's pretty cool. So I'm pretty excited about that.
It was fun.
Yeah,
you've got some pictures up online because I saw them. You two look well. The two of you, I want to say, look cute, but I guess charming is a better word.
It is.
Yeah.
It was fun. Reetha, he wanted to wear his hat originally, but everybody was saying, you know, Shelley and Michelle and everybody, they're saying, no, you got to go with the hat for the times. And it turned out it was a good look. It was fun.
I fought to keep my Easy Way hat, man.
He wanted his Easy Way hat.
I lost, yeah. But it's
glad you lost.
Yeah, that was a good look, that top hat.
It's about the magazine, you know. It's about what they want, you know. And so I went along with it. I'm glad I did. I think it was a great look. The photos turned out amazing, and you know, we had Mariah Diamond, which is shot every A-lister imaginable, and you know, she shot it. And so I'm really anxious to see that come out and how that's coming. And my vice president of Easy Way Broadcasting, Dante Obligation, who's a reporter, major writer, you know, he's just amazing at writing. He's going to be writing the articles and the stuff on there. So we'll definitely be putting it out there. And I wanted to let everybody know, as far as following us, guess what? We figured out a situation to make it simple, very, very simple. It's a one place to go situation. It's the application, which we've been promoting, the Eric Zuley app, E-R-I-C-Z-U-L-E-Y. But there's a mailing list. And there's everything's in that app. So you can actually, when you download the app, it automatically will come up and say, would you like to join the mailing list? And so you'll get event updates, you know, interviews behind the scenes. And then what we're going to also be doing is kind of a mentorship kind of program. And we're going to be creating kind of like a consulting situation because, you know, we're really blessed to have, and you'll love this one, Reetha. You remember Antonio Giolini at Shelley's event, right? The Family
mm-hmm.
Film Awards and the Olympia Awards and Dick Clark's partner for over 20 years. You know,
mm-hmm.
Me and Antonio are working very closely together now. He actually contacted me, and you know me, I'm not a big person on exploiting people, and I just do it the easy way. And if people support it, great. And if we can support them, they can support us. And he contacted me and he was like, I want you to use my name. I want you to you know, to tell people that I support you and I'm fully
nice.
You know, I mean,
really
I was amazed. And so it was like he told me, exploit me. It's okay, you know, promote me. Like,
and
like
Eric
tell
doesn't
people
like to do that.
Yeah, you know, tell people that we're in support of the Easy Way. So, you know, I mean, now we're kind of putting it out there a little bit that, I mean, that's pretty cool, man. Dick Clark Productions partner, you know,
yeah,
is supporting us. I mean, that's pretty big, you know. I mean, CBS does his award show.
I met him at the New Year's situation over at Shelley's, and he's a really nice person. You know, he's just really down to earth and nice guy to talk to.
Yeah, and so, you know, we're working with Sammy Maloof from the Maloof Brothers and his whole thing and what he's doing and him and Shelley and just all these amazing people. I mean, we got like hundreds of these high-level established individuals that all want to make a difference. They all have a good heart. They have God in their heart. And, you know, they all are very supportive of the brand, the movement. And so that's going into, you know, the Easy Way Zone, the Easy Way Street, the Scent Expo,
that's
the Los Angeles
cool.
Convention
yeah.
Center event. But, you know, I wanted to put it out on your guys' show. And, I mean, nobody even really knows what we have booked for this. So you guys are getting the exclusive. You're the first ones to really hear what we're doing on this. I mean, we have people from Dancing with the Stars, America's Best Dance Crew, So You Think You Can Dance. We have Chester Whitmore, who a lot of your people will know. He's legendary for tap dancing, and he's a producer, director, you know. And then we have some of the younger performers from MTV and BET and stuff. And I mean, we have over 100 submissions of people that want to perform on our stage. I mean,
wow.
It's incredible the response that
it's
we're
growing.
Getting on this. So we're going to, I mean, I'm actually going to be meeting with Sammy Maloof to meet with him. He's got a reality show coming out, and we're going to try to get his car and his big trailer and all the stuff that he does. And then, you know, we have the Miss Global International beauty pageant involved now. You know, we have some of the biggest social media companies in the planet supporting us, and they're going to be putting it out, and they're going to make this thing trend. You know, and then we have Antonio Giolini behind us, which is you know, everybody knows what Antonio. I mean, he was Dick Clark's partner, and he's an amazing producer as far as this type of stuff goes. So he's kind of mentoring me. The co-founder of
the
entertainment,
event.
My man Larry. I mean, you know, all the support that we have, and of course, Aretha Gray will be on stage doing some comedy
Aretha
stuff.
Aretha will be doing
whatever.
Her own dance.
You know, and it's just really amazing blessing. I've had people tell me that this is like kind of the opportunity for me and my brand to be looked at a Dick Clark level, at a Steve Jobs level, at a Fox level, you know? And so I'm just
Do you get enough sleep, do you think? Do you get enough sleep doing all the stuff you do? That's the thing. Aretha? We talk about that on the show. You got to take time. You got to take a little break time to regroup.
He's still young. He can run like that. He's the Energizer buddy. Now, exactly when is the Ascent Expo?
The Ascent Expo is on the 27th of February from 10 o'clock to 6 o'clock. The 28th of February from 10 o'clock to 6 o'clock. And the March 1st of March from 10 o'clock to 6 o'clock. And
Friday,
just,
Saturday, and Sunday.
Yeah, and check this out, guys. This is actually really cool. If you go to ascentexpo.com and you look at the speakers and guests, we actually have booked officially Patch Adams himself. Patch Adams is confirmed on this. Michael Beckwith.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, and we're in talks with some very, 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 very big people, very big PR firms. We just confirmed iHeartRadio. I mean, you know, it's just getting bigger and bigger, and it's not stopping. And it's just growing.
Definitely growing.
And where is it going to be?
It's at the Los Angeles Convention Center. And it's going to be at, I think it's Hall C. I'll double check that, but all the information will be on Easy Way Broadcasting or Easy Way Broadcast on Twitter, or of course the application. If you download the app, all the information will be putting out the push to notifications, we'll be putting out the email blasts. Everything will be on there. So if anybody wants to keep up to date with what is going on with Easy Way, all they need to do is download that app or subscribe to our mailing list, and that's always on our fans page and our Easy Way Broadcast Twitter. And check this out. I wanted to just throw this out there. I now have 252 verified accounts following me on Twitter. And when I say verified accounts, I mean Starbucks, Walmart, Target, Barry Gordy, Smokey Robinson, Sega, thank you. Thank you to everybody that's following me and enjoys what we're doing. And it's a movement to support everybody in their own movement, you know, and so hashtag Easy Way if you want to join the movement.
See, Aretha, you have to take a breath just listening to that, you know. That's like
when I got
Tony Robbins' tape. All I did was listen to the intro tape, and that was enough to motivate me. I didn't have to listen to the rest of the tapes, you know.
Well, Eric is definitely a busy guy. I know everybody's going to be excited about the Ascent. How do you spell Ascent?
It's A. S C E N T, an expo.
Yeah.
Ascent,
like going up.
Expo. Okay, so I look forward to it. I'm sure all of our listeners are looking forward to it. They'll get to meet the real live Eric Zulli in person if you can catch him. He will be running around everywhere.
You got to hold on. Hold on to his shirt tail. And
well, you know, I got a great team now. I got assistants that will actually make sure that I you know, here's one thing that I want to make sure that everybody knows. You know how a lot of people when they grow and they get bigger, a lot of times they forget, they change. I will do everything in my power to make sure that I'm always interactive and I'm always approachable on social media. You know, I mean, social media built me, so I'm never gonna defy my supporters on social media.
So what how can they reach you on social media?
You can just follow Eric Zuley, E-R-I-C-Z-U-L-E-Y, on anything on Google or Easy Way Broadcasting. You just Google that and everything comes up. We also own WTV Networks and the Stop Tour. The Stop Tour is a nonprofit-based situation, and that's all. That's being advertised on your show right now. So,
cool.
Yeah, you know, it's the Easy Way Movement, guys. Follow it, and we have, you know, and a big, big thank you to you guys for, you know, letting me, you know, promote this, and everybody. I mean, people get to meet you guys. They get to meet the great Reether Gray, and they get to meet the great Easy's dad,
right.
Eric, James Zuley, and you guys will be doing your whole Baby Boomers Live. Well, here's what you don't know. We're actually going to try to set it up to where you guys can do your show live while the expo is going on. So if people want to, the fans want to be on your show live, they can do that. So we'll have a certain time. Well, that'll be set up where you guys can broadcast your show live.
Yeah, well, Reether and I are going to start a world tour, a world baby boomer tour. Right, Reether?
Right.
Yeah,
well,
take care of the finances and everything.
Thanks for being on this morning, Eric. It's always a pleasure to have you on our show. And we're doing it the easy way.
We're
thank
definitely
so
doing
it
the easy way. Trying to keep
you
it up with Eric. All right,
thank
Eric, we'll
so
talk to you a little
me
later.
All right, bye, baby boomers.
Easy Way Broadcasting is the place to hear everything you need to know about entertainment and business. Now, you can see more about Eric Easy Zuley and all his connections through his online TV network, WTV Network. You can watch the latest videos and read the most up-to-date articles. Keep your eyes on WTV Network to see what's coming in the next few weeks. You'll see the newest web series and original talk shows. Follow Eric at Hollywood It Guy to find out what is new and what is happening in the upcoming weeks. For more information on WTV Network, go to www.thewtv.com.
Okay, baby boomers, it's time for Gems from Gems.
Okay, guys, how do we stand as baby boomers? Everybody likes stats, okay? Retirement. Where are we at with retirement? And do we use the computer? And how is our health? Well, each one of these is a report in itself, but I'm just going to kind of package them up and give you some quick stats. All right. Despite the Dow hitting all-time highs and millions of Americans still have a dismal outlook when it comes to their own ability to retire. Here's a couple stats for you. 46% of Americans have less than $10,000 saved for retirement. 40% of the baby boomers now plan to work until they pass away. 36% of Americans say they don't contribute anything to their savings. That's not good. Try to put your change away in a drawer. Before you know it, you'll have a couple thousand in change. 87% of adults say they are not confident about having money for a comfortable retirement. The expected retirement age is up to 67 from age 63. So don't worry about it. The baby boomers are resilient. We'll figure out how to work with these situations. But moving along to the computer. Are we computer illiterate? Well, the 55-plus group controls more than three-quarters of America's wealth. One-third of the 195 million Internet users in the U.S., 50-plus, represent the web's largest group. Two-thirds of the 50-plus buy from retailers online. There's a big one. That's why the malls are closing down. Age 47 to 65 spend 27 hours per week online, and 89% of seniors 65-plus have personal emails. So, you know, this is amazing. I didn't think that people use the computer that much after a certain age, but from 04 to 09, the number of seniors 65-plus, they went up more than 55%. I mean, you know, these are amazing facts. It goes to show you that that they are keeping on top of things. And like Reetha says, you know, Reetha has all the facts and figures, all the stats about the online opportunities. And Reetha, I'm going to let it go there. I have more stuff to say, but we're running a little late. I'm going to turn it over to you. But, you know, you work with the tech stuff. So isn't it amazing, these figures? Are you surprised by that?
No, it's just that we've got to get everybody on board, because you got to learn how to use your computer.
Yeah, 89% have personal emails. Doesn't that surprise you, though?
No, because you have to have emails for everything. Every form asks for your email address. The problem is how many of them actively use them. But that brings us up to tech time.
There you go.
Smartphone, cell phone, PC, Mac, tablet, iPad. That's right. It's tech time.
Remember back in the day when transistor radios first came out? They were all the rage. I actually remember as far back as the wire recorders. But when technology shrank down to the size that you could put it in your pocket, everybody was so excited. And we had that one little earpiece that you put in just one ear or the other, preferably your good ear, and you could listen to the mono sound coming out of that little transistor radio. Well, headsets have come a long way from that one little earpiece. I remember when they switched over to the big headphones, and then you could hear stereo right out of that same little transistor radio type thing. And we moved on, and we had, you know, the different types of devices that we used to listen to our music or to listen to our radio, until we got to what we have today. And headphones have gone through different phases too. We went from the big headphones down to little earbuds, which were all the rage, and now we're back up to big headphones. Earbuds, my grandson was having problems with his earbuds popping out the other day. And a lot of people don't know, you can buy different size little rubber tips to go on those earbuds. So if you have small ears, you need the little tips. If you've got big ears, you need the bigger ones to keep them in your ear, and the little ones you need to so they don't pop out. So that's something that you can go to your local electronics store and get different size little rubber tips for your earbuds. Then there are those big noise-canceling headsets. My grandson gave me a pair of Beats. Now, Dr. Dre just sold Beats for some ridiculous amount of money to Apple, and I'm not sure if my Beats were made by Apple or still under the Dr. Dre label. But they are noise canceling, which means all that noise going on around you, you don't even hear it. So they're great if you're in someplace in public. You don't hear the outside noise. They're wonderful for riding on airplanes or trains. You can't hear anything that's going on around you. And Beats come in different sizes. They come in the little smaller ones or the gigantic old-style headphones. And they even come in earbuds. So we've come a long way, baby, when it comes to those earbuds. But I got to warn you, don't play them too loud. The young kids play them too loud. It does mess with your hearing, especially as you get older. A lot of our generation that were into the rock and roll have hearing problems today because they were either playing it or they were listening to it too loud. So make sure you play it at a comfortable level. It's not designed to blow your ears out, but you can get wonderful sound. And I remember just being thrilled at hearing that little scratchy transistor radio. And now we have these wonderful headphones and wonderful gadgets, so we can listen to music, to books, to everything, wherever we go. So that's my tech time for today. And, you know, Jim, we're almost out of time.
We're almost out of time, yeah. But that's true about the noise factor. At Cal State Fullerton, I studied speech and hearing, and that's one of the things they emphasize is the kids would have this loud sound, and it would make a difference over the years when you're listening to that. Now we have those headphones and things. So good point. So, yeah, we got, we're going to wrap it up here. Remember to download the Easy Way app, like the Easy Way Broadcasting fan page, but download that Eric Zulli app, a lot of info. TheEasyShow.com/podcast. Easy Way Broadcasting, powered by WTV Networks, will be hosting a series of contests and opportunities, as I mentioned before. And we've talked about today the Ascent going up. Ascent Expo at the LA Convention Center, February 28th, 29th, and March 1st. It's just going to be amazing, different than probably any event you've ever been to at the Expo there. Go to WTV.com, celebrities, fun, interesting stories, so on and so forth. And Retha, anything else you want to add in before it's time to say goodbye to everybody?
I just want to say have a wonderful Groundhog Day. And
I remember that.
Already into February of 2015. Can you even imagine?
Can you believe it? This is amazing. Yeah, it's just amazing. And I know everybody's tired of me saying that, but it's just time goes so fast. What can I say? But anyway, guys, we look forward to talking to you next week and give you more information. Go check out our archive shows, a lot of information on retirement, tips and tricks on when to retire and how to stay healthy. And until then, Retha, I'll say farewell and talk to you next week. Or I'll probably talk to you before then. But so long, guys.
But we'll talk to everyone else next Monday, 10 a.m.
There you go.
Right here.
Do you want a stronger internet presence and social media following for you or your business? Eric Easy Zulli and his company, Easy Way Entertainment, can help you get discovered. Go to www.easywaybroadcasting.com for prices and packages that can help you take control of your internet presence and gain marketing exposure.
Thank you for listening to Baby Boomers Live. With your hosts, Retha Gray, star Betty White's Out There Rockers, and Easy's dad, Jim Zulli. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, and keep up with us at babyboomerslive.info. Baby Boomers Live, brought to you by EasyWayBroadcasting.com on Blog Talk Radio.